Championship for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. If you're just joining us, we're 15 laps in. My name is Jeff Striegel, alongside Alex Hayden and championship winning crew chief Todd Gordon. Tim Cattelfommel is outside turn number three, high atop the suites. Mike Bagley in position outside of turn number two, up and down pit road, steep post. Dylan Welch and Chris Wilner.
Riley Herbst is the race leader. He's just clicked off lap number 16. That gives us 29 to go in the opening stage.
To all you tool people out there, has Harbor Freight got a deal for you? Big savings every single day this November. Because we know that right now, when the price of everything only seems to go up, you need a place where prices stay low. So shop in-store or online for quality tools you can trust at prices you'll love every day. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Ryan's out here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak. The lead for Riley Herbst is at 2 full seconds over Chandler Smith, who is second. Sheldon Creed is third. New driver up to fourth, and that is our highest championship four contender. That is Austin Hill. Pole winner William Sawalich rounds out the top five from Phoenix Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Back here at Phoenix Raceway as we're in the opening stage of tonight's season finale. 23 to go here in the opening stage. Riley Herbst continues to hold a consistent 2-second lead over Chandler Smith.
Boy, he has really done a nice job. Talking about Riley Herbst, he's led 14, make it 15 out of 23. We were here in the spring. He qualified fourth, finished 24th on that day, never led a lap. But right now, he is doing a really nice job. Nice job. Tip of the cap to A.J. Allmendinger. You mentioned it. He's up to position number 11 in 23 laps. He has come, Todd Gordon, from the tail of the field, just outside of the top 10.
Allgaier is just outside of the top 10. The other one that's come from the back is Allmendinger. He's driven up to 17th. A pretty good chunk of it gone forward here. Is there more on this?
Well, let's find out. Let's find out what all these Championship Four drivers are saying about their race cars. We'll start with the Justin Allgaier car. What are they saying about that, Steve Post?
What they're saying is spotter Eddie DeHaan is saying outside, inside, that's good. Go get the next one. Go get the next one. All Justin Allgaier has said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He said that a couple of times. There is significant focus and a fast race car for Justin Allgaier. So no information on the handling of the race car, but the speed charts are showing enough there. That car is on a rail as he is racing his way nearing into the top 10.
Well, is A.J. Allmendinger on a rail? He started out back. He climbed a leaderboard to 18th. Dylan, he is stalled out right there.
Yeah, they made good progress early, and as you said, it just sort of plateaued once they got inside the top 20. I believe they're battling a little bit of a tight condition. Coleman Presley is A.J. Allmendinger's spotter. He also spots for Joey Logano on Sundays. Has a great racing pedigree and knowledge just from simply being up top and being around this sport for so long. He and crew chief Alex Yontz, who is a former driver, were communicating basically about what they saw the race car doing, and the consensus between the two of them was that it looked like A.J. was struggling to get the car pointed and get the power down once he got it pointed. So they just came on the radio, Coleman did, and told AJ, just a few more laps here in this stage. We'll get you in, get you fixed up. He's got to hang on for, it looks like, about 18 more laps before they get that car a little bit better, and maybe then Allmendinger can continue to charge forward.
In the 18th spot, the deepest of the championship four, Justin Allgaier has just cracked into the top 10. Reigning series champion and Champ Four driver Cole Custer has just taken over the number 7 spot. What are they saying on Cole Custer's machine? Chris Wilner.
Yeah, well, crew chief Jonathan Toney trying to keep his driver calm. Cole Custer came over the radio about a handful of laps ago and said this thing is just too tight in traffic. They got back to where they started in that 7th position, but right now it's all about lap times and spotter Andy Houston letting him know where the cars ahead are beating him around the racetrack. The biggest point, and Todd Gordon even talked about a couple drivers doing it really well, it's trying to wrap the bottom in 3 and 4. That's what Cole Custer's trying to focus on. They're keeping him calm, just trying to get him to the end of the stage for that first important pit stop to get work done on their Ford Mustang. But Jonathan Toney told me earlier today, he said the fact we're starting this race a little bit later than maybe we did last year messed a little bit with the notebook. They're trying to keep up with the racetrack again as we are completely almost about basically under darkness and the temperature will continue to go down. So right now a tight race car for Cole Custer, the defending champ.
Riding in position number 7, he's going to have company in the not too distant future in the form of Justin Allgaier. He is just flat ripping off laps right now up to position number 9. Now the highest running of the championship 4 and running 4th is Austin Hill. I assume, Postman, that's the good news. The bad news is they may be talking in his ear about Justin Allgaier climbing the leaderboard.
Well, they're not saying much on the Austin Hill radio. I did not hear anything, and I just checked in with the team, and I said, has he said anything? And they just said not one word. He's riding in the 4th spot. Had a chance to talk to Austin today, and they felt pretty good about the balance. They thought that they had good balance on the race car, and he also thought he could find a little bit of adjustment in the car. But at this point, 30 laps into this first run, they have said absolutely nothing. Again, running in the 4th spot, I think they've got a pretty good race car. I would suspect as we get to the end of this stage, though, we'll probably hear a little conversation on what adjustments he wants Andy Street to make.
Right now, he is in position as the highest running of the championship 4 drivers in the number 4 spot. All the while, Riley Herbst continues to show the way. The 2-second lead, however, has dwindled to 1.3 seconds right now over second place Chandler Smith as we're getting down to it at the end of stage number 1. 13 to go next time by, Jeff, when we get to the line.
And Riley Herbst across the line. Right behind him comes Chandler Smith. You got to wait a while to get to the battle for 3rd. Sheldon Creed's got it. Austin Hill trying to take it away.
Best battle inside of the top 5. Sheldon Creed, Austin Hill making their way under some lap traffic. Here's Creed. He'll grab a car length over Hill. Both on the apron, off 2.
And they're both trying to work around the slower car of Patrick Emmerling as they hit the back straightaway. Sheldon Creed, the advantage right now over Austin Hill by 2 car lengths.
Further back, Justin Allgaier is all over the back bumper of Jesse Love. This is for the number 8 position. Allgaier to the inside off turn 4. Justin Allgaier from the back of the field in a backup car has just put Jesse Love in the rearview mirror.
He has dropped the plow and he is headed to the front. Justin Allgaier, an unbelievable opening set of laps here, makes his way to the inside of Jesse Love and makes the pass off 2.
Allgaier clears Love, headed down the backstretch, and now will set his sights on the next car in front of him on the lead lap. That's Cole Custer.
Making the way through turns 3 and 4, Custer runs right at the bottom of the racetrack. Further back, you've got the lapped car of Greg Van Alst between himself and the Justin Allgaier machine.
Watching Allgaier sizing up his opportunities. He's been using the low lane. for the last dozen laps or so. That's where he is. He's splitting the apron and the racetrack. Now all apron off two.
Allgaier now will clear the Greg Van Alst machine, and now he only has about maybe 7, maybe 10 car lengths to make up on Cole Custer.
10 laps to go here in stage number one. Riley Herbst continues to show the way. He's in turn number one, and Chandler Smith is beginning to get there.
Chandler Smith working his way through the corner, working his way through some lap traffic to the backstretch.
There's two cars now separating Riley Herbst from Chandler Smith. Those would be the machines of Kyle Sieg and Leland Honeyman.
And there's a whole pack of traffic right in front of this battle for the top spot that is beginning to tighten up. Riley Herbst has led 28 of the opening 36 laps as he goes to one.
Chandler Smith trying to break free of the lap traffic. He'll do it upon entry into turn number one, diving to the bottom of the racetrack. Now, Smith has a clear shot of Herbst for the lead.
And the distance between him and the leader for Chandler Smith is about 10 car lengths. Motoring down the back straightaway, they both head for turn three.
They do. It's right at the bottom of the racetrack, and there are five more cars that are trying to stay on the tail end of the lead lap. No more lap cars between the race leader, Riley Herbst, and second place, Chandler Smith.
But there's a lot of real estate for Chandler Smith to make up, but Herbst is closing in on more lap traffic directly ahead. Decision time for the race leader. First up will be the Josh Malicki car.
Riley Herbst took a peek to the inside for a brief moment on Williams as he came off of turn number two. Now he dives to the inside in turn three.
We have 7 laps remaining in stage number one. Stage points still available for everybody other than our championship four. We're following the battle for the lead. Riley Herbst and Chandler Smith.
Battle for the lead. Works off the end of the front straightaway. Jeremy Clements next up on the lap down category. Herbst will angle his car all the way on the apron to try to bypass JC.
And Riley Herbst has been very patient and methodical getting through lap traffic. He has not taken his car off the bottom of the racetrack so far.
As they work their way around, let's drop back and pick up the battle from 6th, 7th, and 8th. William Sawalich, Cole Custer, and Justin Allgaier. Those three drivers have really gotten together. Here's Custer to the outside of Sawalich. Allgaier thinks about forcing it three wide. He'll go to the inside. Two of the four championship four drivers.
Here comes Allgaier. He is on the dogleg apron, and he'll grab the Sawalich position. Now, the crosshairs are on the back of Cole Custer. Allgaier again to the bottom of the racetrack.
There's no question. Justin Allgaier has clearly got one of the quicker cars. He is slicing his way through traffic. He goes to the inside of Cole Custer in turn three.
He has climbed 29 positions on the leaderboard. Talking about Justin Allgaier, he will clear William Sawalich. He will clear Cole Custer. Justin Allgaier through the dogleg.
Hammer down for Luke Gator now as he works his way off the end of the front straightaway. He dials up the low lane all the way on the apron. He'll slide it up onto the racing surface. Back onto the apron as he exits turn two.
Allgaier now running sixth. The next car for position in front of him, that would be for the fifth spot, is Sam Mayer. Sam Mayer in front of Allgaier by 7.
Down to 4 laps to go in the opening stage. Driving for the Owners' Championship, Eric Almirola in a backup car coming from the back. He too has cracked the top 10. The leaders go to 1.
Leaders work their way into turn number 1, watching Allgaier continuing to make up ground, closing in on a huge pack of traffic. A half dozen cars, including Sam Mayer and others to the backstretch.
Those would include Sam Mayer, Blaine Perkins, Joey Gase, and the machine of Ryan Sieg. Mayer goes to the inside of Blaine Perkins.
Boy, just a quick moment there for our race leader, Riley Herbst. He went up the racetrack. Chandler Smith now closing in with 3 to go.
Gets it sorted out, coming into corner entry. Chandler Smith now 5 car lengths and 1 lap car between himself and the leader.
Chandler Smith trying to reel in Riley Herbst as they hit the back straightaway. It's now 5 car lengths, the distance between first and second.
They got the lap traffic straight ahead out of the front windshield of race leader Riley Herbst. Flashing by the start-finish line. 2 laps to go in the opening stage. Brennan Poole next up in line to try to stay on the lead lap.
Chandler Smith trying to give it all he can now, trying to get to the Riley Herbst machine. Here is Herbst. It's going to force him off the bottom to try to get around some of the lap traffic off 2.
Herbst tried to go to the outside of Brennan Poole, but was not able to get the job done. Now he tucks in behind Poole. pool. Still leading Chandler Smith is Herbst by 5 car lengths.
44 laps are complete. Green and white checkered flag. One lap from right now. Again, Riley Herbst leaning on one of the cars, trying to stay in the lead lap. And here comes Chandler Smith.
Chandler Smith is rolling. He shut it down to 2 car lengths. Herbst has to get to the bottom of these lap cars. He'll wedge his way underneath one of them onto the apron of the racetrack, bypassing Brendan Poore, at least attempting to, off the corner.
Riley Herbst trying to get the pass done, but he can't quite do it. Here comes Chandler Smith right to the back bumper of Riley Herbst with the lap car in between them.
That's Brendan Poole, the lap machine, to the top side. Nose to tail for the top spot. Green and white checkered flag is in the air. Here they come to the line, and Riley Herbst will win stage number one by a car length. Chandler Smith will be second. Sheldon Creed third. The highest of the Champ Four drivers, Austin Hill, will finish the stage fourth. Sam Mayer is fifth. Justin Allgaier from the back of the field to sixth in the opening 45 laps. Cole Custer finished the stage seventh. William Sawalich eighth. Eric Almirola ninth. And Jesse Love tenth.
Green and white checkered flag along with the yellow lights on now all the way around the racetrack. Alex gave you the top 10. Presented by Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. Chase the Powerball jackpot anytime with drawings every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, whyest must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast. The 1993 season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Everybody's first trip to pit road is coming up next from Phoenix Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Riley Herbst is going to be anxious to get on to pit road. That's going to happen, looks like, in a lap and a half. Right now, pit road still closed. Riley led 40 of the 48 laps so far, but it looked like the handling really started to go away there in the waning laps of stage one. Let's take a look at how the championship four are running. Austin Hill right now, Alex, the highest of the four.
And he is being scored in the number four position. Justin Allgaier is sixth. Cole Custer is seventh, and A.J. Allmendinger is 18th. Those are the Drivers' Championship Four. Whoever finishes the race the highest amongst those four will be crowned champion for 2024. Now, Cole Custer's car is not in the Owners' Championship fight. Austin Hill, currently the highest in the Owners' Championship as well. Justin Allgaier is second there. And then third in the Owners' Championship running order is Eric Almirola in the number nine spot. And A.J. Allmendinger is back in the 18th position.
And we have you covered on pit road with our championship four, Justin Allgaier and Austin Hill, being covered by the postman Steve Post. A.J. Allmendinger being followed by Dylan Welch and Chris Wilner's got Cole Custer, and you're going to hear about a major swing for A.J. Allmendinger when he gets to pit road. And that's going to be shortly now. As the green light goes on, that means everybody on the lead lap, and there are 26 of them, are headed to pit road. You've got Riley Herbst, Chandler Smith, Sheldon Creed, Austin Hill, Sam Mayer. That is your top five. The rest of the top 10, Allgaier, Custer, Sawalich, Eric Almirola, Jesse Love, Chris Wilner. Here they come.
Here they come. Your stage one winner, Riley Herbst, complaining he was plowing tight at the end of that run. Said it was chattering. I need major help. They're going to make this big chassis adjustment aboard that Ford Mustang for Stuart Haas Racing. Four Goodyear Eagles going on board in Sunoco Fuel. Cole Custer said the rear grip was good, but I could not turn at the end of that run. They're going to make air pressure and a round and a half up on the right rear track bar to stay ahead of the racetrack, plus four Goodyear Eagles and Sunoco Fuel. Sheldon Creed is in, said I can't wrap the bottom in three and four. It's a four-tire change in Sunoco Fuel, Steve Post.
Chris, you talked about Riley Herbst getting tight. His foe there at the front of the field, Chandler Smith, started loose, and that car was really good at the end, and that's what allowed him to close in. No adjustments on that car. Austin Hill reported his car is just a little loose. Andy Street's going to make a track bar adjustment to tighten it up. There goes the race off pit road. Riley Herbst wins it. Austin Hill, good pit service, goes out second. Cole Custer, Sheldon Creed, and Chandler Smith, your front five. And Justin Allgaier, big shocker here, really, really happy with his race car, Dylan.
Couple cars in at the midsection of pit road. Sam Mayer just asked to be freed up a little bit on his pit stop. He changed four tires and fuel. Parker Kligerman, one of the cars in a backup car, said he was good at one end, not so good at the other end of the racetrack. I believe they're just going to try to adjust that with brake bias inside the race car. And for A.J. Allmendinger, his last report before they came down pit road, this thing just has no balance. The rear is out of the racetrack. I am really, really loose. Alex Jantz, the crew chief, said, all right, we're going to take a big swing at it. Air pressure adjustment down on the track bar, three rounds to try to get the back end of that race car a little bit more settled for Allmendinger.
Austin Hill's pit crew gained him two spots up to the second position. Cole Custer's pit crew gained him four. The big loser on that swing, Justin Allgaier. They gave up four positions on their pit stop. They came off pit road in the 10th position.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, they can all do their thing and party their way.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Xfinity, bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
This NASCAR playoffs, if you like things spicy, Toyota Racing is looking for you. No, we don't care if you can handle the five-alarm chili or that eternal inferno salsa.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Can you handle how spicy these playoffs will be when the temperature rises on racing's biggest stage?
Water, please.
If you're ready for some serious heat, we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Motor Racing Network's coverage from Phoenix Raceway is brought to you by Harbor Freight. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Back here at Phoenix Raceway. The one to go is being given to the field right now, the opportunity to choose what lane to restart in. That means the field's coming to the Geico Restart Zone, presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
Austin Hill is going to restart up on the front row. Cole Custer on row number two. Justin Allgaier back there in 10th. And A.J. Allmendinger picking up spots on pit road. He needed that. He is up to position number 12. We're going to take you now to lap number 90. That will wrap up stage number two. Then we'll have a 110 run to the checkered flag, and we'll crown a champion and a race winner at that point. Tim, lights out on the pace car. The field doubled up behind it. We're ready to go back under the green flag.
Everybody looking nice and shiny, ready to go under the green flag. To start stage number two, Riley Herbst is going to have Austin Hill to his left shoulder for this restart.
They've got to stay at pace car speed all the way down the backstretch into turn number three. The Geico restart zone is in the midpoint of turns three and four. Riley Herbst on the outside lane. He's the control car. He's the only driver that can get on the gas first. And here he goes into the zone, gets on the throttle late in the zone, and he's going to wiggle just a bit. Austin Hill will match him stride for stride through the dogleg.
Here comes Austin Hill, charging hard to the bottom. They're both back up onto the racing surface, side by side. They're leaning on each other. Hill's loose. Here comes Custer. Three wide around the outside for the lead.
Custer will take the lead in dramatic fashion. Off turn number two, the battle now for second. Austin Hill still fighting with Riley Herbst.
What a restart for Cole Custer. Shot out of a cannon, up against the outside safer barrier, rim riding all the way to the top spot. Cole Custer leads at Phoenix.
Hill and Herbst got tangled up there on the restart. Cole Custer just took it to the outside. He is checked out. Now Riley Herbst is trying to catch him. They're separated now by a parlay.
Herbst trying to rally back on the inside of the racetrack as he exits turn two. He trails Custer by two car lengths. The battle for third now, Austin Hill and Sam Mayer.
And Justin Allgaier, who restarted 10th after the pit stop miscue, they have gained already five positions. He clears the Chandler Smith car, and he's on the prowl.
And he breaks into the top five, and he's looking for more off the end of the front straightaway. Teammate Sam Mayer right in front of him. Allgaier will follow Mayer through. Now Chandler Smith goes to work on Allgaier.
This is really a four-car fight for that third spot. You've got Austin Hill and Sam Mayer side by side. Chandler Smith now pulls to the inside of Allgaier.
Justin Allgaier is driving a rocket ship here tonight. He started at the tail end of the field. He's looking to crack into the top five.
Side by side for third. They're side by side for fifth. Mayer will bypass Austin Hill. Chandler Smith is digging hard underneath Justin Allgaier. Creed comes in. Almirola's there. They're all knotted up.
As all those drivers battle for third on back, the battle for the lead is tightening. Riley Herbst right on the back bumper of Cole Custer.
Team cars from the Stuart Haas Racing Shops. That team closing down at the end of the season. It will be the Haas Factory team. Backed into the dogleg. It's Cole Custer showing the way.
Private battle for the lead. 15 car lengths ahead of this snarling pack of cars from third on back. Herbst up front. Peeks to the inside of Custer, finding no room to race.
Riley Herbst running about a half a lane lower than Cole Custer through turns one and two. Pokes a left headlight out to the inside of Custer down the back straightaway.
Boy, Mike Bagley, pick a battle. We've got a battle for the lead. Cole Custer trying to hold off his teammate. We'll follow this. Riley Herbst out on the inside, through the dogleg and back to one.
Herbst is rolling. He'll take the lead before they even get out of the dogleg. Focusing on the battle for third. Sam Mayer's got it. Austin Hill behind him. Chandler Smith and Justin Allgaier wheel to wheel for position number five.
We'll follow that battle for fifth. Here comes Chandler Smith in the throttle hard, coming off of turn number two. Draws a look up alongside the corner panel of Justin Allgaier,
who hangs onto the spot. Allgaier tries to go to the outside of the Austin Hill car. Allgaier not getting off turn four as well as he did in the opening stage. Here's Chandler Smith on the attack again.
And Eric Almirola has joined this battle. Allgaier drives it in deep into one, trying to hang onto the spot. Smith deeper on the inside. He'll grab it by a fender.
Allgaier's bright orange Chevy to the outside inside of Chandler Smith. Out of turn number two, he'll hold off the challenge from Smith and set up for turn three.
We are working lap number 61. A quick look at the top 10. Riley Herbst back out front. Cole Custer second. Sam Mayer is third. Austin Hill right now is fourth. And Justin Allgaier completes the top five. The rest of the top 10 on lap six.
Trouble right off the dog leg. One car gets up and hard into the outside safer barrier. Caution flag is flying. Now more cars crash in turn one.
Now they're all spinning now. A couple of them at least as coming out of the dog leg. One car getting tangled up, and that will be the car of Stephen Parsons. He is the car that is up against the outside retaining wall. One other car has spun all the way to the inside against the safer barrier in turn number one. It's Greg Van Alst who gets collected as well. A couple of cars getting tangled up on the inner portion of the dog leg headed to the first turn.
So we're going to see the caution flag fly now for just a second time. Lap number 62, Riley Herbst out front over his teammate Cole Custer, Sam Mayer, Austin Hill, Justin Allgaier, top five under caution.
Let's get racing. She's rounding the corner straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo, pile up on aisle nine. She just barely avoids it. Home stretch. She's picking out a new plan, keeping the phone she loves. Incredible win.
Bring your own phone and get one line for $25 a month with Straight Savings. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Straight Savings Plan requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are not met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk website. NASCAR is a registered trademark and used with express permission.
Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create the vacation that fits your lifestyle, sharing a lifetime of memories at a collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and popular destinations across the U.S. Blue Green owners also enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR packages that deliver the thrill only NASCAR can provide. Start your vacation journey today at BlueGreenVacations.com.
Greg Van Alst and Stephen Parsons caught up in a crash, making their way off the dogleg and back to the corner. But there may be more to that story that we'll cover when we come back. Under caution, second time tonight, lap 63 with Riley Herbst, currently at the front of the field from Phoenix Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Race.
36th Annual Southern 500. They come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platform.
Alan Kulwicki out of turn number four, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fanrewards.
Under caution here at the Phoenix Raceway. Welcome back. Motor Racing Network with live coverage of the NASCAR Xfinity Series Championship Race. Race number 33 and the final of the season. A couple of cars got together, wrecking, going into turn number one. You've had a chance to take a look at it. Todd Gordon, what do you see?
Yeah, it looked to be coming up off of turn four that Stephen Parsons was to the inside of Anthony Alfredo. The two of them pretty tight. I'm not sure if – I didn't feel like there was contact with the two cars until they got to the wall. Kind of squeezed him up there. Anthony Alfredo got into the wall, ricocheted off of it. Stephen Parsons got into him a little bit as they came down into the flat. Anthony Alfredo got into the right rear of Stephen Parsons, spun him around into the straightaway there off the dogleg. So unfortunate for Greg Van Alst, kind of spun and kind of reacting to this, but kind of one of those racing things for these two guys.
Yeah, it was one of those deals. As pit lane opens up this time by, we'll wait and see if anybody opts to come to pit road. The race leader is Riley Herbst. They were just in 15 laps ago. They are limited on how many sets of tires they have, and it looks like the front five are going to stay on the racetrack. As a matter of fact, looks like all 10 of the top 10 are going to stay on the track. This championship race weekend is presented on MRN by Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR. Real unlimited data, less dollars, more cents. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me! My car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
We welcome you back to Phoenix Raceway as we work the caution flag for the second time tonight for a crash in the dogleg. Stephen Parsons got a little tap in the right rear corner at one of the fastest parts of the track, went up and pounded the safer barrier to driver's right as that crash was unfolding. Everybody checking up. Greg Van Alst got a little touch from behind and spun. He hit the inside safer barrier. So NASCAR has made a ruling, though, that Anthony Alfredo is going to have to come to pit lane, and they are going to hold him two laps for reckless driving. Two lap penalty for Anthony Alfredo for hooking the Stephen Parsons car in the right rear to send him up and into the outside wall.
So we'll see Anthony Alfredo come to pit road and they will hold him for two laps before they release him. Working lap number 68 under caution. And we'll be ready to go back to the green flag here, probably not for just a moment or two, because there is still an extensive amount of cleanup. Why don't we take a look at the leaderboard, Alex?
Yeah, let's do that. And it's going to be brought to you by Blue Green Vacations. Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create a lifetime of memories at our collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR experiences. Start your vacation journey today at BlueGreenVacations.com.
This look at the leaderboard comes on lap number 69 of 200. Riley Herbst out front. Cole Custer, a championship contending driver, he's second. Sam Mayer is third, another of the championship four. Go fourth and fifth. Austin Hill and Justin Allgaier. Chandler Smith, sixth. Eric Almirola, seventh. Sheldon Creed, eighth. Jesse Love, ninth. And William Sawalich is tenth.
Sammy Smith is 11th. A.J. Allmendinger, the deepest of the championship four running drivers, he is 12th. Connor Zilich is 13th. Parker Kligerman, 14th. Parker Retzloff is 15th. Jeb Burton is 16th. 17th is Jeffrey Earnhardt. Daniel Dye is 18th. Dylan Lupton 19th. And Josh Williams is 20th.
Ryan Ellis 21st. Brandon Jones 22nd. Matt DiBenedetto is 23rd. Brennan Poole 24th. Shane Van Gisbergen is 25th. Ryan Sieg is 26th. And I believe those are the 26 cars on the lead lap. Currently, Anthony Alfredo is being scored 27th. That will change when he serves his penalty. Jeremy Clements, 28th, 29th, Joey Gase, and 30th is Patrick Emmerling.
Blaine Perkins is 31st, Garrett Smithley is 32nd, Leland Honeyman is 33rd, Josh Balicki is 34th, Kyle Sieg goes 35th, Dawson Cram 36th, Greg Van Alst, damaged race car, still trying to soldier on, he's 37th, one car out of the race, that's Stephen Parsons, who just pounded the safer barrier.
Mike Bagley is outside turn number two and watching our championship four. Custer and Austin Hill, Allgaier and A.J. Allmendinger. What have we learned, if anything, at this point in the event so far, Mike?
Well, we've learned that Austin Hill, Justin Allgaier, Eric Almirola have strong race cars. A.J. Allmendinger, though, has been fighting a hard battle out here. He's really had his hands full. But as far as the Hill and Allgaier cars, those cars work well wherever they are on the racetrack. They could be one lane off the bottom. They could be against the white line. They've been using the apron. They're very versatile cars, and as we all know, that's something you desperately need here at the Phoenix Raceway.
19 laps to go on the stage. Cleanup continues.
To all you tool people out there, has Harbor Freight got a deal for you? Big savings every single day this November. Because we know that right now, when the price of everything only seems to go up, you need a place where prices stay low. So shop in-store or online for quality tools you can trust at prices you'll love every day. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Want to know the latest with short track racing around the country? Well, one show has you covered. NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Kyle Rickey. Join Chris Wilner and I each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We also talk to rising stars from your favorite short track. That's NASCAR Coast to Coast. Watch or listen today on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or your favorite podcast platform.
From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
To go here in the stage. Cleanup continues for the couple of cars that crashed hard going off to turn one. Mike Bagley, what's the status of the cleanup out there?
Well, it's just about buttoned up, but there was a lot of speedy dry that was applied to the racetrack up against the wall, halfway down the short chute and all the way into turn one. They had to make about three or four passes with the speedy dry, an equal amount with the jet dryer and the vacuum truck and all that. They have finally got it buttoned up, and as we speak, all of those safety trucks are headed back to their space in the infield right now.
Again, Mike, just outside of turn number two, and Mike Bagley, the voice of NASCAR Live Race Day, coming your way. We got a big one tomorrow. Don't know if you've heard. We're going to settle the championship for the NASCAR Cup Series. Mike Bagley hosts NASCAR Live Race Day, airtime, 2 o'clock. Mike is going to take us all the way up to the green flag, 312 laps. to settle that one. Your thoughts on that before we go into the green flag?
And Martin Truex Jr. won the pole position in his final race as a full-time driver. Should be another outstanding event here on Championship Weekend. Congratulations to Sean Ingarani, who won the ARCA Menards West Series Championship here Friday afternoon. About Ty Majeski won the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Championship here last night in a dominating performance. The NASCAR Xfinity Series Championship is up for grabs right now.
We've got a couple of Fords that will lead the field back to the green flag. They are teammates, Alex pointed out, rightfully so. That shop shutting down. Stuart Haas Racing done. And we've got those two drivers representing that organization that will lead the field back to the green flag here on lap number 74.
They got to make their way to the Geico restart zone first and foremost. That'll give us 16 laps to go here in stage number two. And the opportunity after that to make some adjustments to your car on the pit lane. A lot of racing, though, as they bundle back up. Two by two coming to the restart zone.
16 laps to go in the stage. We'll go back under the green flag. Lap 74. Here they come. Green lights go on. Riley Herbst is going to try to get away. Sam Mayer will follow him. Justin Allgaier is there as they fan out and head to one.
Here's Cole Custer on the apron, back on the racing surface. Herbst with a better run. Here comes Sam Mayer. He's swinging around the outside. Mayer looking for the lead off two.
Mayer has a run off of turn number two. It'll be Herbst who will take the lead, though, as they hit the backstretch. Here comes Justin Allgaier trying to get around Sam Mayer for the runner-up spot.
That is a teammate to Justin Allgaier. Sam Mayer is. Mayer's going to race him hard off turn number four. He'll hang on to the number two spot. Allgaier falls back in line in third.
Cole Custer fourth. Eric Almirola in fifth behind them. Chandler Smith to the inside of Sheldon Creed. That's the race for sixth as Riley Herbst starts to pull away.
A little bit further up, the battle for third is on. Cole Custer trying to rebound after losing a couple of spots on the restart. He's pulled even with Justin Allgaier.
Eric Almirola looking on. Chandler Smith behind them watching this battle for third. A couple of drivers looking for a championship. One of them, Cole Custer. The other is Justin Allgaier.
Ford and Chevy battle there from third. You got the Ford of Cole Custer, the Chevrolet of Justin Allgaier. Oh, look out. Chandler Smith is around. Creed will avoid. Chandler Smith spins to the bottom of turn two. Solo car spin with everybody racing by. Chandler Smith is going to spin that car around as he looped it at the entrance of turn number one.
And that'll put us under the caution flag for the third time in tonight's race with 14, now 13 laps to go. Back out to Mike Bagley.
It looked like Chandler Smith, the car just stepped out on him, and Sheldon Creed took evasive action immediately. He took his car to the top of the banking, and Chandler spun it, locked it down, spun it to the inside on the apron with everybody passing him to his outside.
Yeah, those two may have made contact, Mike. Sheldon Creed and Chandler Smith, with Sheldon on the outside. Now, whether Sheldon came down or Chandler went up, the two made contact. Sheldon able to get away. Chandler Smith not so fortunate, and he brings out our third caution flag of the night. Justin Allgaier with a tremendous restart. He was rolling when the green flag flew.
He was, but he gave up a spot to Cole Custer after a couple of laps of racing. But Cole Custer now is in position as the highest of the championship four drivers, as Justin Allgaier is in the number four spot. Austin Hill is seventh, and A.J. Allmendinger is 12th.
Tom? Yeah, really, I watched this pass, and Cole Custer did a really good job. Something I've been kind of watching here, through three and four, Cole Custer got to the outside of Allgaier through one and two, maintained his position, and actually rolled the top. Exited turn four with speed. That looks like that second lane in three and four is coming in.
All right, we're going to be under caution here for another lap or two or three or four. We are down to 12 to go in the stage. Pit road is going to open up. Is this an opportunity to get off strategy from everybody else and play your cards early?
For somebody like A.J. Allmendinger, I definitely think this comes into play. He's complaining about his race car as it is. Here they all come. Pit road's open.
Not everybody. It looks like Sheldon Creed, Jesse Love, A.J. Allmendinger. They're going to stay on the racetrack, but Chris Wilner, other ones are in.
Sheldon Creed loved his car, so they left him out on the racetrack, but Jonathan Toney wants to work on Cole Custer's machine. Still said he's a little bit tight, pushing center off the corner as he was racing there. Justin Allgaier before the caution came out. Air pressure adjustment already on the left side with four Goodyear tires. Sunoco Fuel is in. William Sawalich is in. So too is Josh Williams down and away, and Riley Herb said I'm snapping loose with the rear tires. They made air pressure for tires and fuels. Depot.
Justin Allgaier has the very first pit box. He's happy with his car, but he said, guys, we can't lose spots on pit road. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Minor chassis adjustment for Austin Hill. They're going four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel as well. Austin Hill is down and away as they race their way off from pit road, and we'll roll down to Dylan Welch.
None of the front runners in my section of pit road. A.J. Allmendinger stayed out, and the conversation on the radio for that decision was basically the fact that they've got to do something different. Don't feel like they were good enough just on outright speed to do what the leaders were doing, so they opted to stay out and cycle closer to the front of the field. The other thing that this provides for them is an extra set of tires at the end of this race. If we start to have multiple yellows, they'll have a set at their disposal that some of the front runners won't have. So we'll see if that comes into play later on tonight for Allmendinger.
Staying on the racetrack is Sheldon Creed, Jesse Love, and A.J. Allmendinger. That is your top three. And by the way, that trip to pit road presented by Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart and straighttalk.com.
So let's talk about the strategy for some of these drivers, specifically Todd Gordon. Third place now, A.J. Allmendinger. The other three Championship Four contenders came to pit lane. He stayed out. Where are you on the strategy with this race team?
Well, I agree with the statement was made there. They haven't really had the pace to keep up and to drive up to race with those guys. So they need to be on a different strategy. Here's an opportunity to end up with somewhere like 8-lap fresher tires when they come at the end of the stage. They're going to bury themselves back in track position. Looked like about 10 cars stayed out. 16 came to pit road. So if he wins a race off pit road, at best, he's going to be probably 17th, 18th. So we'll see where that plays out. But they've got to be on a different strategy. This gives them a tire advantage going into the final stage. Stage points don't matter, but they'll get some out of it.
Well, you're exactly right. Riley Herbst, who is the first one off of pit road, lines up in position number 11. Shane Van Gisbergen, by the way, did pit on lap number 65. Everybody else that's on the racetrack and in front of Riley and Custer and Almirola and Allgaier that just pitted, Alex Hayden, all came to pit road together on lap 50.
Yeah, so that's how it's going to stack up here as we, well, it looks like we're going to get the one to go this time by, so everybody will choose. There's nine to go this time. When we take the green, there'll be eight laps remaining here in the stage. It's going to be a sprint to the green and white checkered flag, and Sheldon Creed's going to elect to go to the outside lane for the restart. Second place, Jesse Love, looks like he's going to go to the inside of the front row.
A.J. Allmendinger, Jeb Burton, Dylan Lupton, Daniel Dye, Matt DiBenedetto, Brandon Jones, Brennan Poole, Shane Van Gisbergen, all on the older tires. They line up 1 through 10 before you get back to Riley Herbst, Cole Custer, and Eric Almirola. How hard do you abuse those Championship Four, knowing away from the green and white checkered flag?
Yeah, that's a question, absolutely. But lane, it's Sheldon Creed trying to get away from the inside car. That's Jesse Love. All the while, A.J. Allmendinger's looking for room to race.
A.J. Allmendinger is on the outside of the second row while the front row is occupied by Jesse Love and Sheldon Creed. Creed will get the advantage by a half a car length off two.
But here comes Jesse Love downstairs, fighting back there, still wheel to wheel for the race lead with A.J. Allmendinger looking on.
Boy, they are knotted up from three wide on back position number five. Well, watch that. Sheldon Creed leads. Let's pick up A.J. Allmendinger, Mike Bagley, rim riding around this racetrack.
He is third, and he's looking for more. They're six wide, coming into one further back, but Dinger's in third. He's looking for second, trying to wedge his way under Jesse Love.
Allmendinger had a peek to the inside on Jesse Love for second, but now tucks in line off of turn number two. The top three make it four cars following each other single file.
Eric Almirola is up to fifth. Justin Allgaier is on his tail. He's up to the number six spot. They They've got the fresher tires. They're looking for more in the dogleg.
Eric Almirola dives for the bottom of the apron. He's racing alongside Jeb Burton for fifth. He'll get it. Right now, Allgaier's underneath Almirola. That's the battle for fourth. Off to the back straightaway.
Allgaier will complete the pass on Jeb Burton. He's now going to bring Riley Herbst with him. They'll both clear the Burton car as they go to three.
Boy, on brand new Goodyear Racing Eagles, they must feel like Superman, and here they come. Justin Allgaier, Eric Almirola, Riley Herbst going to work their third and looking for more.
Here they come, side by side for third. Almirola to the inside of A.J. Allmendinger. Behind them, Riley Herbst will race his way to the inside of Allgaier.
Pick a battle right now on the racetrack. They are side by side all through the field. The battle for third finishes up as Almirola now will pass and move in front of A.J. Allmendinger.
Now Allmendinger drifts up the track, tries to block because here comes a hard charging Justin Allgaier. Allgaier elects to go to the inside, makes contact with Riley Herbst. They get away with it. Allgaier keeps his foot planted on the floorboard.
And Allgaier just about takes the nose off of A.J. Allmendinger. He'll grab fourth. Here's Riley Herbst to the inside of Dinger for fifth.
That's the side-by-side battle for fifth out of turn number two. Now here comes Justin Allgaier, a little bit loose off of two, opens up the inside lane for Herbst for fourth.
Right, we have three laps to go in the stage. How about the battle for the lead now? Sheldon Creed's got it. You've got Jesse Love trying to take it away. The problem is the man on the move is Eric Almirola.
Battle for the lead comes to one. Creed has it in hand. Here comes Almirola to the inside of Love for second. It's not going to work. Love will hang on to the spot for now.
While those two battle for second, the battle for fourth behind them continues with Riley Herbst, Justin Allgaier, and now Cole Custer, who is drawn into this mix.
Eric Almirola is now side by side with Jesse Love for the number two spot. Sheldon Creed trying to run away as the race leader. Two laps to go in stage number two. Now three wide for the second spot.
Jesse Love's got him lined up, trying to take it away. Riley Herbst drives deep into the inside. He'll open up the inside line and pass Almirola. Three wide for second. Here comes Riley Herbst.
Almirola thought about going three wide up the middle. He decided to back out of it. Herbst goes to second, following Sheldon Creed back to three.
Boy, we're watching Justin Allgaier. He is free falling through the field. It may be a tire issue for Justin Allgaier. He's going to fall out of the top 10. They are side by side for the lead.
Eric Almirola is on the doorstep of the lead. Can he punch the door through and get it? Yes, he can. Eric Almirola to the lead. Make that Riley Herbst. A black Ford leads the way off turn number two.
Herbst the leader. Sheldon Creed second, side by side for third. Jesse Love and Eric Almirola going at it.
Off turn number four, Allgaier stays on the track with a left rear going down. Green and white checkered flag is in the air. Stage number two is going to be won by the same driver that won stage number one. That's Riley Herbst. Sheldon Creed finishes second. Eric Almirola third. Jesse Love fourth. Cole Custer fifth. Connor Zilich sixth. A.J. Allmendinger seventh. Sam Mayer eighth. William Sawalich ninth. And Justin Allgaier hangs on for 10th.
And we'll follow up on the Justin Allgaier story and find out if indeed there is one. 90 down, 110 laps remain in the NASCAR Xfinity Series Championship Race.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, they can all do their thing and party their way.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Looking for a weekly motorsports podcast to stay up to date on what's happening on and off the track? The Motor Racing Network is the place. Hear from NASCAR crew chiefs on MRN Crew Call. All the happenings from regional touring series and local tracks on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation. NASCAR History on MRN Classic Races. And hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN Podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.
From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
The save of the evening so far may belong to Justin Allgaier. They may have a left side tire issue. He fell back to 10th. He stayed up to speed, but he was saved by the fact that the end of the stage was coming up and the green flag, or green and white checkered flag, comes out, followed by the caution.
You're right. I would call it a fortunate break for sure, but when you look at the weekend itself, it's been rough for Justin Allgaier. Swept up in a crash in practice yesterday by no fault of his own. There was fluid on the track. As a matter of fact, four drivers had to go to backup cars, so he had to go to a backup car, start at the back of the field, worked his way to the front into the top 10. First pit stop, they gave up four positions on the pit lane. He comes back, he gains a few more, forces a three-wide move. This time, dives to the inside at the start-finish line. Riley Herbst was there. Riley Herbst, right front corner, made contact with the left rear of Justin Allgaier's car. Allgaier began to backslide. He's now 10th, and he's going to have to come to the pit lane when they open up. So while they try to get ahead, it's like they take two steps forward and three steps backwards.
So what you're saying is if they win a championship here tonight, they will have flat out earned it, Steve Post. They have been all over the board, but they will not give up. They will not do anything other than put everything they've got into winning a championship. Talking about Justin Allgaier.
Yeah, Jim Pullman, the crew chief, one of my favorite guys here in the Xfinity garage. I walked up to him this afternoon and said, "So, what you been up to?" And he just said, "What have I been up to?" And he just went through a list of things, just as you guys did, and what they have done with that race car, with the backup race car, and he still was very optimistic about it. What they're going to do now is they're going to go left side tires only. Jim does not want to put them at a huge tire deficit during the final stage of the race, so it's going to be left side tires only. Pit Road is open. We'll see if anyone else joins Justin Allgaier here on Pit Road.
As we look over at the entrance to Pit Road, Riley Herbst is going to stay on the track, but here comes Sheldon Creed, Jesse Love, A.J. Allmendinger. These are some of the drivers that did not pit some 8 to 10 laps ago when we had our last caution flag. Chris Wilner, anybody coming in front of you?
Sheldon Creed is in. The call by Sam McCauley said, "I wanted to have an extra set of tires in stage three, but they're going to bolt on new, fresh Goodyear rubber. Also filling it up with Sunoco fuel. A little bit of a left rear rub. They're going to address that as well.